Hello and welcome to Penalty on the Podcast, or the Weekly NFL Predicting Podcast. This episode, predicting week two of the 2024 NFL season. It's going to be a fun one. Okay, so starting off strong, we have the 49ers and the Vikings. Jordan Mason made a statement by having a great game against... I forgot who they played. They played the Jets on Monday Night Football. That's right. Somehow Aaron Rodgers survived. Jordan Mason had a great game, nearly 150 yards. Sam Darnold is somehow good, apparently. But Christian McCaffrey is out again, and Tanalo Hufanga is doubtful. Jordan Addison, though, is out of this game. Ed Ingram, Brian O'Neill, and Harrison Smith are questionable. I really think the 49ers are going to win this and pick off Sam Darnold three times or something like that. Definitely going to be easy. 27-13 win for the 49ers. Seahawks, Patriots, both somehow good. I don't know how the Patriots are good. I guess Jacoby Brissett is just that guy. Now, Kenneth Walker the third is doubtful in this game. And Kyle Duggar is questionable. Jamichael Hasty is also questionable. And Ramondre Stevenson came off a nice game. This one's pretty hard to predict, but I think the Patriots are going to do it. They won against a much higher level team in the Bengals. I think the Patriots are going to win 24-17. Jets and Titans. I mean, the Jets looked good for a hot second there. DJ Reed is questionable for them, though. Yeah, for a hot minute, they were leading the Niners. The Titans had a really, really rough game. I just think the Jets are going to win. I think it'll be his first touchdown pass of the year. I think he's going to get... Oh, no. Rodgers already got a touchdown pass. I think he's going to get another touchdown pass in a pretty bad game. In my opinion, I think it's going to be like 16-9. Giants, Commanders, neither team here is good, you know, at all. Of course, hey, shocker, Daniel Jones is bad. That one mid-season he had a couple years ago did not determine success very well. And he threw two interceptions last game. And he's just so insanely overpaid. They suck. Now, the Commanders did lose by three scores to the Bucks, but they scored at least 20. And Jaden Daniels didn't throw any interceptions and rushed for two touchdowns. I definitely think the Commies here are going to win. I think Jaden Daniels is going to rush for another two touchdowns. And Daniel Jones is going to throw another pair of interceptions. And the mess is going to keep going as the Commanders win 21-6. Bucks, Lions. I mean, the Lions, I gotta say, they're coming off a tough win. Like, sure, it's a win, but, like, I don't have much confidence in them. Oh, also, Kirby Joseph is questionable. I don't see have any, they don't look like a good team after almost losing. They couldn't get the ball to Amon-Ra and Sam Laporta. Jared Goff took two sacks. Their defensive line only got two sacks against an offensive line where one starter was suspended and two got hurt. And there was only one starter left on that line by the end of the game. And the rest were just backups. They only got two sacks, and one of them was a Hail Mary. Where Stafford stayed in the pocket forever. It got so bad that they tried to blitz him, and that obviously didn't work. I mean, David Montgomery was annoying, and they won because of the coin toss, but they didn't really inspire any confidence. Their offensive line gave up two sacks to a team of, to a defensive line that is half rookies and half second year players, no Aaron Donald. Meanwhile, Baker Mayfield, four touchdowns. I'm actually going the Buccaneers here. Again, the Lions really did not prove themselves to be a great team. I think the Bucs are going to win 20-17. Saints, Cowboys. This is pretty simple. Brian Breesy for the Saints is out. Or questionable, actually. Marshawn Lattimore is questionable. And Kellen Saunders is out. As for the Cowboys, Jake Ferguson is doubtful. John Stevens Jr. is out. Yeah, obviously the Cowboys. Dak throws four touchdowns. 31-7. And Micah Parsons gets two sacks. I mean, the Saints are coming off a win, but these Cowboys are looking real good. And, I mean, the Saints won against the Panthers. Come on. Colts, Packers, two 0-1 teams that had hard-fought games. But I gotta say, how those Packers really, really fought. And they were close against the Eagles. The Colts were closer to the Texans. And Anthony Richardson threw two touchdowns and rushed for one. It was a pretty good game. But I think that these Packers are going to win. And I can't believe one of these teams is going to be 0-2. Also, DeForest Buckner is questionable. However, Jordan Love is also questionable and did not participate in practice. So, actually, Jordan Love, I don't know if he's going to play. If Jordan Love plays and he doesn't get hurt, 27-20 Packers. If Jordan Love gets hurt then and doesn't play, 20-13 Colts. Alright. Raiders, Ravens. This is pretty simple. I mean, the Ravens barely lost. And, however, Calvin Noy is questionable. Yeah, this is going to be so easy. Lamar Jackson is going to throw for three touchdowns and rush for one. And, nothing's going to stop this team. Derrick Henry's going to rush for a touchdown. 38-16. Ravens. No, 38-10 Ravens. Jaguars, Browns. Neither team did super well. The Jaguars were leading the Dolphins for quite a while there. So I think I'll go with them. Also, Njoku's out. You know, Trevor Lawrence is absurdly overpaid, but still, he's got something there. So, Jaguars 24-21. Chargers, Panthers. The Chargers are okay. The Panthers suck. I mean, Joey Bosa is questionable and didn't participate in practice. And Josh Palmer was questionable, also didn't participate in practice. And so I really don't see any chance for the Panthers. Yeah, shockingly, Bryce Young threw two interceptions. Not that shocking. And yeah, I just think the Chargers are gonna win it. J.K. Dobbins rushes for two touchdowns, and the Chargers win a 28-3 game. That's the final. Okay, Rams Cardinals. Rams are coming off a really tough loss. They really had a shot to win, even though they were, you know, counted out of that game. Kept it close, and in the end, they only lost to the coin toss. Cardinals lost by 6 to the Bills. But the Rams are definitely much better. Although, Kevin Dotson is hurt. And he is questionable with a foot injury. Davis Allen's out. Quinn Lake is questionable. But still, yeah, I think Kyler is going to get sacked 3 times. And the Stafford throw 3 touchdowns, and the Rams come away with a 27-13 victory. Steelers, Broncos, I mean, neither team did much last game. And the Broncos lost to the Seahawks. The Steelers beat the Falcons, despite not scoring a single touchdown. Bo Nix threw a pair of interceptions. And yeah, I think the Steelers defense is just going to show up again, and they're going to win 16-14 against the Broncos. 5 sacks. Alright, Bengals versus Chiefs. Of course the Chiefs are going to win. T. Higgins is doubtful, that's nice. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is going to throw four touchdowns. And it's going to be a pretty easy 34-14 victory for the Chiefs. Bears-Texans, Bears are going to get killed. Ryan Bates and Kerry Blessingame are out. Keenan Allen's questionable. Romo Odunze is also questionable. And Damian Pierce is questionable for the Texans. MJ Stewart is out. Yeah, this is going to be a massacre. CJ Stroud is going to throw 5 touchdowns. And yeah, just 35-6 victory. Gonna be a really, really big struggle for Caleb Williams, who's gonna throw three interceptions. Falcons, Eagles. Yeah, this is pretty simple. AJ Brown is questionable, but still. Eagles all the way. Jalen Hurts, 3 touchdowns passing, 1 touchdown rushing. And Kirk Cousins throws at least 1 interception. And Eagles come away with a 31-14 victory. And that does it for this week. Hope you enjoyed. You'll hear more of me next episode.